Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Baker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Antonelli. Sauer moves to third. Banks moves to second. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-T takes first base on ball 4. Sauer scores. Banks moves to third. Fondi moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ted Tapp pinch hits for Jim Bolger. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Fondi scores. There goes GT trying to get to third. Mays throws the ball into Thompson, who tags GT for the out. Tapp moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing center field. Ted Tapp now playing right field. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Cat and he is out, Williams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rush scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tapp is hit by the pitch. Chitty moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Chitty moves to third. Tapp moves to second. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chitty scores. Tapp scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Jim King pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. King moves to third. Banks moves to second. two outs. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chee-Ti takes first base on ball 4. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Tapp hits a pop-up towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. King scores. Banks scores. Chee-Ti moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mays moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.